What is the surrendered life? God wants to bring us to a place of total consecration. You know, I find that even though we're Christians, it's possible that we can live for ourselves rather than truly living for God. And the Lord deals with my heart about this. It's not about us. It's about Him. I want to bring God glory and live my life for Him, for He gave His life for us.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
The Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 23, "For I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you." Hi, and I'm so glad you can join us today. And I'd like to talk about the surrendered life. You see, this statement reveals to us that Paul's life was all about Christ. Paul's life belonged to Jesus. It was no longer about himself, but all about the Lord. His life was a pattern of Christ-likeness and a great example for you and I to follow as Christians. You see, Paul said in Acts chapter 20 and verse 24, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." You see, Paul had come to the place in his life of absolute surrender. Paul's life was the life of Christ. Paul was totally unselfish. No hardships could stop him. Paul had no thought of himself. He was so dedicated to Christ that he could say, "To die is gain." My friend, how many could really say that today? Paul loved Jesus more than life itself. His life was dear, but not to himself. All he wanted to do was live for Jesus. Christ lived through Paul as if Jesus was on this earth himself. Neither Roman gods nor Roman dungeons, malaria dungeons, or hardships of any kind could stop him in the service of his Lord. Paul experienced beatings and shipwrecks, imprisonments, stonings, and difficulties beyond human comprehension. Yet nothing can shorten his life until his work was finished, and he could say, "I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." What was the secret of that marvelous physical life? It was because his life was not his own, but completely devoted to Jesus. That's why he could say, "For me to live is Christ." It was because he had been delivered from the fear of death so fully that he could honestly say that to die is gain. And it was because he did not want to live for his own sake, but for the sake of his Lord and for the sake of others, that he could say with confidence and assurance, "I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith." Paul had so completely renounced his own will in the matter of life or death to where it was nothing but the will of his master. Paul counted his life dear, but not for himself. He would have preferred to go to be with the Lord, but he counted it dear because the Lord needed him. God owned all of Paul. My friend, this is the best place to be, total consecration. A good prayer for you and I could be this: "God, bring me to the point where I can let go even of life itself as a personal desire and then take it back as God's will and God's choice and for God's service and glory." The Christian life is God's life. The surrendered life is the only safe life, and letting go is twice possessing. You know, we have the mentality that to give to God is to lose what we have, but we must understand that you can never outgive God. To give to God is only to gain. You have nothing until God has it all. If God doesn't have it all, He has nothing. The only life, my friend, is the surrendered life. The only success is God's success. Would you surrender everything to Him right now? Would you trust God with it all? God bless you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.